This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. We had a wonderful trip to Haiti. We'll have a night where we'll show some pictures and explain some things. I can tell you that the people there are beautiful, and it's amazing and how we easily lose sight of what we have. I went to a worship service that they were having, although I could not understand the language, but I understand the presence. The presence of God hit me. I went to my knees and began to weep. I said, "My Lord," and I saw probably 400 and something people out there worshiping the Lord like they were His everything. And I said, "Lord, why? Why is this not in America?" And he said, "Because I'm all they have. I'm all they have." And America gets too easily deceived, gets too easily manipulated, gets too easily off track and lose me. See, one of the things that the Bible says, it says that the Lord wrote a letter to one of the churches and explained to them, "You've lost your first love." He said, "Return to your first love and your first works." These are not works of a job. These are works of labor unto the Lord. And man, that just hit me so strong. And so many times we've got to ask ourselves, are we still doing our... See, what you love is what you do. And until the Lord becomes your love, you will still live for you. Everything you fight for is for you. Until He really becomes your first love. When He becomes your first love, nothing matters. It doesn't matter about anything. It doesn't matter about how much money you have, how much this, what's that. It has nothing to do. When He is your first love, you have everything, even when you lose everything. So that we always think in everything that we do, we labor unto Him. Again, He's always in front of us. Everything we do, He's in our thought and our decision when He's truly your first love. When He's not in all of your decisions, He's not your first love. He may be your second, and you're still the first. I saw people of all ages that had nothing act like they had everything. And the only thing they were trying to do that day is get a meal. That's all they were trying to do, is get a meal. Amazing people. Amazing. And such beauty and joy. I didn't see people walking around being miserable. I saw them walking around being joyful. Even in their labors. I could tell you, as a country of entrepreneurship, everybody's out on the streets selling whatever they can. I loved it. I loved it. It's just, everybody is out. There's thousands and thousands of people on the streets. Everybody's out. They're not in their homes. They're not isolated. They're out. Of course, there's no police there to give a traffic ticket. So traffic is crazy. But it's mighty awesome. And again, we will have an evening. We'll show some pictures and share some things of what's going on and what our part is there in this house. But in the meantime, I want to go to Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Would you read this with me, please? "And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the working of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we what? All come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ, which is the anointing." In other words, till we come to the fullness of the understanding of the anointing, which is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. And He says, this is the reason why, verse 14, that we should no longer be what? Children. I said children. Immature. Immature. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Anything that anyone says, they just flow with it. Never searching it through. "By the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love may what? Grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by every joint supplies, according to the effective working by every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now, there's something very powerful here because he's talking about that he has set the body of Christ up with offices so that the body of Christ, the saints, the believers, followers of Jesus Christ, born of the Spirit, can be equipped. Everyone say equipped. So in this equipping, that we may not only follow Jesus Christ and walk in his steps in this realm of the earth, but it's essential that we walk not only in his steps, but with the presence and power and truth of God Almighty with the anointing. The purpose of the equipping is to overcome deception, influence, and love of this world or this realm. That's the purpose of it, to overcome. And one of the things I realize is that there are so many believers out there not equipped. I ran into missionaries that were not equipped. And it's not their fault. They just were not in a place that was equipped. Listen, you can go out and feed and clothe and shelter anyone. Anybody can do that without even knowing Jesus. There's a lot of satanic charities. We'll talk about those later. But it's important that we are equipped. And in this equipping, it is essential. It's like, they're not going to send a military force out into a war zone unequipped. And too many believers are not equipped. They think they're equipped because they carry the love of Jesus. But yet you're dumb and stupid in the area of warfare. No idea of the influence of the unseen realm. Always going by how they feel, what they think, and what they see. Thinking it's okay because Jesus forgives. Thank God he forgives. But everybody reaps what they sow. See, because they don't know that part sometimes. And they're expecting God to do all of these things when he said, I've given it to you. That's why he said, come and learn from me. I saw the lack of equipment in saints. I see the lack of equipping in saints in the United States. I see many mega churches bring encouragement, teachings, and edifying of self, but not the equipping of casting out devils or seeing through the temporary to the eternal. You will not have victory until you see through the temporary into the unseen realm. You can play all the religion you want, but I'm telling you, when you really are in love with Jesus and he's your first love, you search and you learn. Other than that, you believe that your works are sufficient to please God. Works are not efficient to please God. It is your relationship that pleases him. And when you truly love him, he is your first. He is what you seek. He is your everything, and he is your fulfillment. It's when we begin to backslide that we look for things to fulfill. It's amazing how many believers I've counseled with, and they tell me about their associations or friends and stuff, and their relationships about the ones they've slept with. But they were good Christian boys and good Christian girls. Christianity is a label, but it's supposed to mean Christ-like. If a Christian is in fornication and pornography and things, they are not Christ-like. In fact, they are not Christians. They are religious. Well, God forgives. Yes, he does. But one of the things we don't want to do is break covenant. Doesn't mean we won't make a mistake, but we don't want to break covenant. Because when we break covenant, we lose everything that's been stored in heaven. And we have to regain it again. Is everybody okay? Again, it's many believers are not equipped. Many believers are deceived. A Christian is Christ-like. If you are Christ-like, you are equipped. Did Jesus get deceived? No. Did he cast out devils? Yeah. Did he worship the Father? Yeah, Christ-like. It doesn't mean that we are God here on earth. What it means is we are part of the body of Christ that is God on earth. He moves through us. It doesn't mean we are God. It means we're allowing him to live through us, use us, speak through us. Does everybody got it? That's why we have the anointing. In verse 17, let's speak it. It says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the what? Life of God." In other words, they're not walking Christ-like. "Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with what? Greediness." Well, man, here's warning. Lewdness is moral impurity. Lewdness. It is associated with lust, lavishness, obsessiveness, and perverseness of language and song. I'll say it again. Lewdness is considered moral impurity. It is lust, lavishness, obsessiveness, and perverseness of language and tongue, song, and unclean desire. It is covetousness and selfish. And he warns us here, he says, greedy, greediness, a warning, greediness. In other words, we must be equipped to overcome all of these areas in our life. Remember, the Bible says, the love of the world, we are not to love the world or the things in the world. It tells us to come out from among them. In 1 John chapter 3, we are to be equipped. And again, I do not see enough people in the body of Christ being equipped. They believe they're equipped because they have a job. They believe they're equipped because they have a spouse. They believe that they're equipped because they have children. They believe they're equipped because of certain things. Well, let me tell you, the enemy can bless also. He can bless you so much. Actually, it's a cursed blessing that you lose sight of your first love and first work and think God is behind everything you're doing. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7, would you read it with me? "Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God is manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So why was God manifested in this realm? To destroy the works of the devil. So is that still continuing? That's why you and I were rescued. We're not rescued just to be blessed and have life abundantly. People are crying out, "Lord, grant me life abundantly." He said, "Listen, pull the sword out and get it." The worst thing, listen, you can have all the money in the world and be bound. Money will not free you spiritually. The anointing and truth, the sword of the Spirit, frees you spiritually. But you got to put it into practice. And he says something powerful. He says, listen, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. That's why we are equipped to destroy the works of the devil. You know, I realize how much we are equipped here. What a blessing it is. It's a phenomenal blessing. But it's amazing on how many people can't maintain the training for the equipping. They get easily swayed back in to survival mode because they're still living out of the soul and not of the Spirit. Let me tell you, one of the things the enemy wants to do is to get you from living out of the Spirit to living out of the soul. If he can, your focus is on you. Well, what about me? Well, you're supposed to be dead to yourself. Well, what about my future? That's called fear. See, if you're concerned about your future, then you're living in the past. If I'm living in a future, I'm not concerned about anything except for what I'm supposed to do to please him. See, too many people are living in the past and trying to prepare for their future. But when you're truly born of the Spirit, you're already in the future. And your past is removed. BC is gone. You're now in AD. That's additional development. Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 1, Ephesians 5:1. Hallelujah. I know you're all waiting for the title. I'll get it to you. This is just a foundation. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Let's read it. Therefore, be what? Imitators of who? God, as dear children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints or believers. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Wow. Let no one deceive you. Let no one what? Deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. So what the enemy wants to do is deceive you so you walk away from truth and become a child of wrath again. He's trying to pull you out from the truth. Therefore, do not be what? Partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. In other words, we never stop growing. We are not content with just partialness. We want the fullness of God. In verse 11, let's all speak it. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of what? Darkness, but rather expose them. So we are to be equipped to expose these things in our life first. Don't worry about anybody else's right now. We're to expose these things in our life. Because if you can't expose it in your life, you got no right to expose it in anyone else's. For it is shameful even to speak of these things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. In other words, he's saying it's time to awake. Be like him. Let no one deceive you, because you are, man, you know, when people get taken into deception, the wrath of God will eventually come upon them unless you expose it and turn from the deception. The purpose of the enemy deceives us. Remember, the grace of God was given, which is the plan of God, to make a way of escape from the deception of the devil and the wrath of God. That's why where is grace? Grace is not some mystical, magical thing. It's called God's plan. It's real simple. So because if we're following God's plan, we're under grace. If we're not following God's plan, we're not under grace. See, that religious spirit likes to claim grace, grace, grace. In other words, I'm under grace, but so I can do whatever I want. No, that's not grace. That's stupidity. That is not grace. That's not my Father. And that's not the doctrine of Jesus Christ. That's why he said, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Why? What was he doing to his disciples? He was equipping them. His purpose was to equip them. He did everything so that they could be equipped before he left. And he died on a cross so he could leave his spirit and weapons and his blood for me and you. And we could carry on destroying Satan's kingdom and equipping of the saints and fulfill the offices of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and verse 33. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Do not be what? Deceived. Do not be what? Deceived. Do not be what? Deceived. Evil company corrupts what? Good habits. So the more you associate with the world, are you going to pick up bad habits from the world? Yeah. That's why he says come out from among them. You know, there are still believers that are still listening to secular music. That's fellowshipping and partaking of darkness. There are believers that are still watching. I mean, look at what's on TV. All of these vampires, all of these zombies, which are nothing but hybrid demons. You know, I was hearing a testimony about this place where there was this gentleman asked a question, a about a witch doctor. And he was a believer. And this man traveled, and I believe it was in Africa. And he walked days to come to this conference. And some of the other people looked at him and kind of like looked down at him. And one day he asked a question in the conference, and he said, why can a witch doctor raise the dead? And they asked him, did you raise any dead? He said, yes, 22 people. I'm a believer. He rose 22 people from the dead. And he wanted to know why the witch doctor could raise them from the dead. And the word of the Lord came to him and said, Jesus raises them from the dead and gives them life. The devil raises them from the dead and they're still dead. And I thought, zombie. See, the devil, that's all. He's the spirit of death. He can remove his spirit. You know, people go to all kinds of things. They go to acupunctures and all kinds of things like this. They go to all of these Eastern religious stuffs and yoga and all of these other goofy things. And so they may believe that they're healed, but after a period of time, they realize that they're not healed, or they tell other people about it. And eventually it comes back, and everybody else that went to this person, because they said that they got healed from this person, end up dying. Because that's how Satan works. He's a deceiver. He's the father of lies. He's a murderer. Jesus called him right out. He's a manipulator. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. He hates this world. He hates this earth. And he hates everything about it because he's been sentenced here. And so have his angels been. He actually believes that if he can get everybody to kill one another and blow up the earth, he can escape his imprisonment into the universe. But that's his warped thinking. Don't be deceived. Evil company, that is the world, always tempting to corrupt the righteous. And many don't see it. Many don't see this. And many want to see it, but never been equipped for it. They know that there's something not right. Again, one of the greatest accomplishments Satan did in this kingdom was promote religion. It's a self-belief system. It's not an eternal belief system. In James chapter 3, when you're in love with Jesus, you don't break covenant. If he is truly your first love. If he's truly your first love, you're about the Father's business, and you will not break covenant. In fact, it's impossible to. If he's truly your first love, because he's always there. There's always fellowship. When you're in love with someone, you want to be near them all the time. You want to talk to them. You want to share this, that, whatever. When you're truly in love with the Lord, he's always there. This is not a lust affair. It's a love affair. James 3:13, let's speak it. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct, that is, works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have what? Bitter envy and what? Self-seeking in your hearts, and do not boast and lie against the what? Truth. For this wisdom does not descend from above, but is what? Earthly, sensual, and demonic. So we got to understand something, that worldly wisdom is demonic. Why? Because the ruler of this world is who? Satan. So the worldly wisdom brings glory to oneself without promoting God. And actually what it does is it keeps an individual away from God, thinking that they're good enough. Verse 16, it says, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion in everything are there. But the wisdom is from above, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown by those who make peace. Peace. In fact, the Hebrew meaning of peace means complete. Wisdom of the world is demonic. It's influenced to keep us from God. It promotes self, pride, arrogance, and false wealth. I'm going to say it again. It promotes pride, arrogance, self, and false wealth. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 4. In verse 5, I want you to see something and grab hold of this. Because I want to show you the third society. But in this realm, there are two societies. There's a society within a society. But I want to first show the third society that is happening. And this is where we are talking about today, about seeing through the temporary into the eternal, where the believers are not equipped, not realizing what's going on. It says something very powerful. It says in verse 5, it says, the devil taking him, Jesus, up on a high mountain. The devil took Jesus on the high mountain. Does everybody got it? Look, in other words, he transported him and brought him to a high mountain. He showed him all the what? Kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Something powerful. He said he showed him all the kingdoms, every nation, every kingdom, everything on the earth, the whole earth. He said in a moment of time, because he had the power and authority, because he's not bound by time either. Although his time will be up, God holds him. Does everybody got it? Because he's spirit. In verse 6, and the devil said to him, all this what? Authority I will give you, and their glory, for this is what? Been delivered to me. He was not lying for the first time. He has all authority over every kingdom in every part of this earth. Everything that you see in this realm and on this earth, behind it is influenced by the third society known as Satan's kingdom. He says, I will give it to you, to whomever I wish. In other words, he can give anyone authority at any time to rule. Therefore, if you will worship me, everyone say worship me. That's what he wants you to do. He deceives you to worship him. Do you know? Oh, gosh. Therefore, if you will worship me, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. You know, I heard and I'm just going to share about how the enemy, I'm talking about the influence of music, the influence of education, the influence of business, the influence of art, the influence of television, the influence of everything behind it, even the trends of the way men dress is influenced by this third society known as the satanic realm, Satan's kingdom. And again, if he says, if you will worship me, I'll give you authority. In other words, I will bless you. I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a CD and stuff called The Allure of Rock and stuff like that, and The Deception of Hip Hop, and a lot of these, and let me tell you, some of these individuals that have played, they cannot stop playing music. And in other words, they got to play or they're tormented. In fact, I heard that the Rolling Stones were in town, and they did a concert, and one section of the concert they dedicated to Satan. And they turned everything and began to chant Satan, the devil, in this concert. They used to call Mick Jagger the Prince of Darkness. See, people don't know about this. When there was an age that changed, and you know, we look at all of the stuff. Look at the Mayas and all of the Inca, you know, and all of these groups of people that have disappeared. And so, and they had a time sequence. Everything was associated with 2012. It was actually a new age was going to begin. But first, there's something else that had happened, and it began to happen in 1945 and so forth, and then 1965. And in 1965, you saw music infiltrate things and change worlds, where people were, and the next thing, people began to walk away from God. They began to think, well, free, I'm free now, I'm free, because they were under the restraints of the presence of God to restrain evil in the works of the flesh, and they let loose restraints. But they believed that they were free to do whatever. They were believed to use as much drugs as they wanted. I was one of them. Hippie from way back. Love child. Loved everything I saw. It wasn't love, it was lust. Everything was associated with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It was an age change. Everything changed. Things were getting worse. And things are progressing and progressing and progressing. And now we're at a point where the change of the age has already occurred. That's what all of this was when they were talking about, everybody was talking about the end of the world is going to be 2012. No, it's the end of an age where a new age was going to begin, where it's about Satan's kingdom, the ruler of this earth. But Dad knows it all. 2 Corinthians 4. That's where there was more divorces. Kids grew up without parents because the parents got involved in drugs, sex, and rock and roll and all the other stuff. You know, whether it's country, I demand, everything was associated. The music changed and the music began to change the culture. It infiltrated with music, which influenced all other things. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 1, it says, "And therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have what? Renounced the hidden things of shame." In other words, exposed them. "Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel, the message of truth, is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing." In other words, they're not equipped. "Whose minds the what? God of this what? Age." Known as Satan. His kingdom. The third society. "Has blinded who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The God of this age, again, is Satan. Has everybody got it? Again, in his society, which is the unseen society, he is influencing. But he has established a society in this realm also. So he influences a society in this realm. There are three societies. In verse 16, let's speak it. "Therefore we do not what? Lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things that are what? Seen. But the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal." So we are looking at the things that are not seen to expose the things. In other words, it's our responsibility as equipped saints to expose the unseen that is influencing the seen. Again, we have a society within a society which is influenced by the third society. All societies are temporary, whether seen or unseen. But only one in which we are one is not a society, but an eternal kingdom. We are not considered a society. We are family. We are one with Christ, which makes us sons and daughters with a father. Everything else is ruled by dictatorship. It's different. Society is different than what we come from. But in this realm, there are societies. There's the society of deception and error in this realm. It's deception and error. Then there's the society of righteousness and truth. Then again, there's the society of the deceiver, manipulator, enslaver, murderer, killer. This third society uses the society of deception in this realm to infiltrate or to attempt to infiltrate the righteous society. So, the first society is known as the deceived or unrighteous society, which is in this realm. The second society is known as the truth and righteous society. That you and I were taken out of the first society and now we're in the second society in this realm. Has everybody got it? And the third society, which is Satan's kingdom ruling the earth, that believers have been rescued from the first society. And our purpose is to expose the third society. In other words, we are fighting. We are in between. We are the second society here in this realm. Again, the first society is deceived. We are born of the Spirit. We see. and we're exposing the third society that's influencing. Has everybody got it? So we stand in between. That's why the word tells us that until we are removed, the enemy will be restrained. So we're actually restraining the enemy. The body of Christ, the presence of God in the kingdom and the body of Christ here on earth is known as the second society that is restraining. So our purpose is to expose the third society, Satan's kingdom, the unseen, to make it seen. So others that have been taken captive in the first society will choose to come out, just like you and I were taken out. Amen? Go to 1 John chapter 5. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the what? Sway of the wicked one. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, and that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Idols. You know, we can be the greatest idol, but I want to share with you about an idol that Satan uses. It's called money. He uses that idol in a tremendous way. And Revelation 13. People sell drugs, prostitute, do all kinds of things to gain money. Swayed. The people of the world are swayed by the third society and the second society. I mean, the first society. Idols. Keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from falling or obsession of anything. In Revelation 13, 16. Is everybody there? Revelation 13, 16. It says that the beast, he causes what? Both small and rich and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads. And that no one may what? Buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. In other words, the money won't mean nothing. It will become what we call a voucher. See, we just actually truly believe that we own things. But the money is not backed by anything. Here is the wisdom. Let him who his understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, his number is 666. Now we know that 6 is known as man. It means one world order, one world economy, and one world religion. But then there's a Arabic Greek understanding, which means also in the name of Allah, who will be used, their military will be used to enforce Satan's third society in this realm. You cannot buy or sell without the mark of the beast, because money will mean nothing. There'll be a time, I don't know if you saw what happened in Europe, but that just already happened a couple of months ago. People went to the bank and they could not get their money. In fact, the government took their money to pay their debt. Can you imagine going to the bank to pay your mortgage and you could not access your money and you wanted to know where it is? And they said, sorry, we took it to pay the country's debt. I think there'd be a lot of upset people here in the United States. In fact, we'd probably find banks blowing up and stuff. And Ezekiel chapter 7. Now, I'm sharing this to get to a point, and I'm going to read you something today, so that we get really an understanding. And I, again, the equipping is to share with you what's going on, what's coming, what's happening, where we're at. And true, the arena where it becomes so tangible and so real to you that everything in this realm, in this earth, is influenced by Satan's kingdom. Ezekiel 7. Is everybody there? In verse 9, it says, 19. Ezekiel 7 and 19, it talks about the judgment of God. It says this in verse 19. It says, they will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be like refuge. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They will not satisfy their souls, nor fill their stomachs, because it became their stumbling block of iniquity. So the Lord says even the gold and silver at some time will mean nothing. Nothing. Right now, for people living, it's something. It's a way of exchange. It's a way of purchase. It's a way. But in true reality, does the money really have any value? It says that they will throw their money in the streets and it will mean nothing. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, so we see a tremendous influence of money in the area of without success. The propaganda is without success, we're nothing. From the moment that we've been growing up, we were told that we needed to go to college, we needed to do this, we needed to do this to become something. That was a lie. Because if you already are something, you can't become something that you already are. So we were caught up in the first society of deception. So this is what the enemy uses, the first society. It uses it. There are individuals that have sold out their soul for life, wealth, and power in this realm and serve Satan's kingdom. And knowingly and in ignorantly, there are societies within societies. One of the societies, of course, we know of the first society, are multiple societies. One of them is Masons. That's a society in itself. There are religious societies. There's all kinds of societies. There are. Satan uses these individuals to infiltrate. I don't know if you know this or not, but every president we've had in this country is a Mason. That's a society within a society. We'll talk a little bit more. Is everybody okay? In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10, look at this. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of what? Of evil. The love of money. Why? Because it is used as bait. People live to make money. For which some have strayed from the faith and their what? Greediness, and pierced themselves through them with many what? Sorrows. In other words, it pulls individuals out of being equipped. When the most important thing is to maintain your first love, first works, and being equipped for the kingdom. It says, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and what? Gentleness. In Luke 16, let's go there for a second. Luke 16. You know, it doesn't mean that we don't go out and eat. I mean, go out and work. No working, no eating, right? It doesn't mean that there's nothing wrong with being successful. In fact, God wants us to all be successful. Why? So we can be about our Father's business. So we can provide funds. It's not just to live a luxuriously life. In Luke 16, in verse 13. It says, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or money. In fact, the one dude that came up to Jesus, he said, listen, I do all of these things. I tithe, I do this, I do that. And Jesus said, cool, sell everything you have and follow me. Oh, no, man, I worked too hard for that. See, the money was his actual idol, was preventing him from being equipped. Because Jesus said, follow me. Why? So he could equip him. Is everybody okay? In Now look at verse 14. He said, now the Pharisees are the religious sect, who were lovers of money. Oh, let me tell you, there are the believers who are lovers of money. They are religious. Also heard these things, and they were what? Derided. They derided him. Deride him. Whatever. They what? Turned up their nose towards him. Not me. I want to read you something very important, just so that you know where we're at. And then I'm going to close at 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, almost every American looks at a dollar bill on a daily basis, but few view it for its historic signature. The Freemasons were architects. In fact, they put many things in place, and I'm not going to get into all of that. They play a significant role in our government, but go unseen by the average American. To show just how much they are involved, the back of the $1 bill is an excellent place to look. The left side of the bill displays an unfinished pyramid with an all-seeing eye above it. The unfinished pyramid is significant for two reasons. The first is the reason that the pyramid is unfinished, because it's got a... Jesus says, I am the cornerstone. Remember, the devil always tries to take what Jesus says and manipulates it for his way. So the part of the pyramid up on top of it on the bill is unfinished. It's not connected. The all-seeing eye is a representation of Satan. He's known as the sun god also besides the moon god. The Freemasons believe that their work will go unfinished in their lifetime on earth, and it continues into the afterlife. If the square and compass symbols of the Freemasons are put over the pyramid, it spells the word Mason. Above the pyramid is the all-seeing eye representing the Illuminati or the Unseen Society, also the Seen Society in this realm. The true connection between these two secret organizations is unclear. Some historians believe that they are evidence of the Freemasons branched off and so forth. Above the eye is the Latin word anunt coopis, something like that, roughly translating, he favors us. In other words, the eye favors us. The Freemasons' manual often talk about worshiping their dark god. People really knew what was going on there. There are many people involved in the Freemasons who do not know what's going on. But a third-degree level person is a worshiper of Satan. And you can look this all up. Although the Freemasons publicly deny it, many past members and religious leaders warn of the satanic rituals and hidden beliefs in the system. The ribbon under the pyramid contains a Latin word, Novus Ordo Seculum, roughly translating, in a new order of ages or representation of one world order. This is on your dollar bill. Is everybody okay? Conspiracy theorists argue that these refers to the coming of the New World Order, where the lives of the non-Freemasons will be strictly regulated and controlled. However, many simply refer to the emergence of the new country. On the bottom of the pyramid are the Roman numerals, which means 1776. There is little argument that this represents the signing of the Declaration of Independence. To the right of the word, it says, now, in God we trust, which was recently put in there. It wasn't always put in there, but they put it in there. It is the seal of the United States of America. The bird in center is the current seal, clearly a bald eagle. However, this wasn't always the case. The original seal had a bird with a longer and thinner, with a little resemblance of a bald eagle, but very closely resembling mythical firebird known as the phoenix. The seal was later changed to a bald eagle that we are accustomed to today. The eagle has 32 feathers on its dexter wing. This is the number of the normal degrees of the Scottish Rite of Freemason. It is a high level of a Mason. It's called 32 degree. While the sinister wing contains one additional feather for the 33rd degree award of outstanding service. The nine, whereas the Scottish Rite has ties to France, the symbols... This symbolizes the alliance between the American and French to win Americans' freedom from England. The 13 stars above the head of the eagles are from the Star of David. King David was devoted to building a temple to his God, just as the Freemasons are to their dark god. And the beak of the bride is a scroll containing the Latin phrase "e plumeris iuma," translating into "of many one," which is reminder of the Freemasons bound to its fellowship. The $1 bill is loaded with symbols. Its designers, such as Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, along with most of the men from history referred to as the forefathers, has close ties to Freemasons. The history of the United States cannot be studied without also studying the Freemasons, its own special society. One of the things that really has occurred and people don't realize is what we have in this country, and it is also global. It's called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a banking system. It has nothing to do with our government. Is everybody okay? It has nothing. In fact, all of your payroll tax, all the tax that you pay when you get a check, goes to pay to the interest of the Federal Reserve. Nothing goes to build a house, go put a road in, nothing. Why? Because this is infiltration of Satan's kingdom. There is the first society that's influenced by the unseen third society that uses to promote and keep God's people away. I mean, keep either God's people away or American, any people away from the true God. How many people have been lost and taken out of the second society, say God's kingdom, back into the first society because of money, where money dictates what they do instead of letting God dictate what they do? The Federal Reserve, the original stockholders of the Federal Reserve Bank was in 1913, were the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, Rothschilds, Lazar Frères, some other ones, Kauf, Kuhn, Leib, Warburgs, Lehman Brothers, and Goldman Sachs. The money changers wanted to be ensured that they had a monopoly over money supply. So Congress passed into law Title 12, Section 284 of the United States Code. Section 284 is examining the organization and functioning of Federal Reserve banks and applying the relevant factors. We conclude that the Federal Reserve are not federal instruments, but are independent and privately owned and controlled corporations. Federal Reserve banks are listed neither are wholly owned government corporations. They are not in the yellow pages. The federal agency is defined as an executive departments, the military departments, independent establishments of the United States and corporations acting primarily as instrumentals of the United States, but does not include any contractors with the United States. There are no sharp criteria for determining whether an entity is a federal agency within the meaning of the Act, but the critical factor is the existence of the federal government control over the detailed physical performance. Right now, they are trying to get the Federal Reserve. There are men in Congress saying, we want to audit the Federal Reserve, and they will not allow them. The Federal Reserve is a satanic bank. It is used to control and enslave mankind globally. This is reality. They have no stocks allowed, even though they are a corporation. You cannot buy their stocks. The fact the Federal Reserve Board regulates the reserve banks does not make them federal agencies under the Act, unlike typical federal agencies. Each bank is empowered to hire and fire employees at will. Bank employees do not participate in civil service retirement system. They are covered by workers' compensation, insurance, and so forth. The Federal Reserve was incorporated in 1914 and has been creating a completely unnecessary national debt ever since. In simple terms, the Fed creates money as debt. They create money out of thin air by nothing more than a book entry. Whenever the numbers of the Fed make any loans, the debt money is our money supply. The United States went bankrupt in 1938 because of this system. It took the Fed only 25 years to bankrupt the U.S. Can you imagine how little time it will take these vultures to bankrupt a developing nation? The American people are paying about $300 billion a year in interest to this phony organization. When you look in the Washington, D.C. phone book, you will not find the Federal Reserve as a government agency, as a private agency. An independent corporation with no stock is backed by Satan's kingdom. The national debt has increased about $1.71 million every day. $1 billion every day. $1.71 billion every single day since 2004. Have you taken a look at your money? It says Federal Reserve note. The money says note. It is a note, which means it is an instrument of debt. There is no real money in circulation. In the 1920s, we see a little known corporal with 12 men meeting in this place in Munich, while in America, in the roaring 20s, were in progress until October 1929. Then a Federal Reserve withheld money from circulation so bills could not be paid while stimulating. They were calling in all of their loans, which caused the stock market to crash. By 1932, the price of stocks had plundered 80%. When the bankers plunged, this nation went into depression on the fault of the Federal Reserve because they would no longer give their money. The key understanding of the Great Depression is to realize that when Federal Reserve had contracted money supply, there was not enough money in circulation to pay bills, to hire people, to pay back loans, etc. The crash of the stock market was a system and a symptom, but the cause was the Fed restricting the money supply. I'm sharing this with you so you get a true reality of where we're at. Because one of the things that's going to happen is he's going to promote the area and use influence and force that one day you will go to the bank and you will not be able to access your money. And what you think you owned and worked for will not be yours. And he will say, if you want to eat today or buy something, or I'll activate enough vouchers for you, you can take this mark. The entire world has been plunged into a debt economy, which means 6 billion people are in debt to about 250 men in this realm. But keep in mind that all their wealth is phony because it has created money without any gold backing. The truth is that we should never have a Federal Reserve to begin with. They print money, loan it in circulation, and the American people are strapped in more debt. Amen? You know, it's time for America to wake up to these areas and what's happening. One of the things that occurred is, you know, there are many theories and so forth. You know, we lost President Kennedy, if you remember, when he was assassinated. Well, he actually printed money to avoid the Federal Reserve. He printed about $250 billion or something. He said, I'm not going to do this with the Federal Reserve. I want this money printed with no interest, no note. This is going into circulation, not as a note, but as money, and they killed him. Right now, if you step back and look at exactly what's going on, what are they trying to do right now? Here's reality. They're trying to spend more money, aren't they? This administration is trying to spend more money because he knows it will promote the quickest collapse. Everything is pushed into one world order, one dictatorship, because they are servants of darkness, not servants of light. We're seeing it more and more and more. It's come right out in the open. Well, we need more money so we can get it to... No, because the more money that the Federal Reserve puts into circulation, the more debt it will create. So we've got to be awake in this, and we must be prepared. The third society must be exposed, and the first society must be exposed in this realm. That's why the saints must be equipped and be prepared so that we are not taken by surprise. And I'm going to close at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody okay? Got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Stay close. Don't lose your first love. You know, there's something that always hits me, and that was in Schindler's List. There's a man that had all the money, and he wasted it tremendously. And then when he finally let the Lord take his heart, he tried to buy as many Jews as he could to free them from the gas chambers. And at the end, when Germany surrendered and it was time for him to go, he wept bitterly, thinking, how I squandered the money. I could have bought one more soul. Just one more soul. You know, when I went to Haiti, one of the things that overwhelmed me was there were so many. Dear God, where do I start? There's just too many. He said, one at a time. So I began to look for those who could not do anything. They just laid in corners, no one there to help them. And I began to get out of the truck and give them some money. They didn't even know what the money meant. Some of them maybe never even touched money. We had explained to them it was American money. It's worth more for you than the Haitian money. It was devastating that they don't even know. We have it quite well here. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, it says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people, turn away or beware of. Having a form of godliness. That form of godliness, there are charities out there, which we're going to discuss at another time. They are satanic charities. I run into them all the time. They gather money, but their purpose is to look good on the outside, but inside they're ravenous wolves. So this is where we're at. This is what's happening. This country's already sold out. Is everybody okay? But we must be prepared and ready for whatever it is. We are to be equipped, but you got to be spiritually equipped, because if you're physically equipped but not spiritually equipped, it doesn't do you any good. But we want to be spiritually equipped in preparation. The Spirit tells us things to come. That's why, again, we are seeing this administration trying to get more money, take more money, and increase taxes. Why? To pay the interest of the notes. But nothing is going to build roads. Nothing will promote jobs. Oh, go to pay the interest. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare us and show us what we're to do, that we may be about your business, kingdom business, and not our own, and that we may be good stewards of your money, so that we may hear you say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. Let us not be misled in any way or deceived for love of money, but let money serve us, that we not become servants of money, but always a servant to the King of glory, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.